This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, NOVAK. Fax 989-583-1914 regarding Mitchell, MITCHELL, Glowacki, GLOWACKI. Date of birth 9/15/1988. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Glowacki with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, a history of obstructive uropathy from prior urethral valve with urinary retention, and he does empty his bladder through catheterization through the umbilical area and also can pass some urine naturally through the urethra. His last visit was October 4th of 2023. His weight is up 4 pounds over the last 6 months. He did have an episode of gout in the right foot, and that did resolve with treatment with steroids. He is feeling better now. Review of systems is negative currently. Medications, he's on Norvasc 5 mg daily, lisinopril 30 mg daily, and the intracatheter gentamicin sodium citrate solution. Physical exam, weight 179 pounds, pulse 89, and blood pressure 126 over 54. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is soft and non-tender, no flank tenderness, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/27/2024. Creatinine is 2.24, estimated GFR is 38, and this is stable. Albumin is 4.1, calcium 9.4, sodium 140, potassium 4.5, CO2 slightly low at 19, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, obstructive uropathy history. He does require catheterizations. The stage 3 chronic kidney disease, stage 3B chronic kidney disease is stable. No uremic symptoms, no indication for dialysis. Two, hypertension, currently well controlled with amlodipine and lisinopril. Three, mild anemia. We don't treat that generally until the hemoglobin is less than 10. Four, mild metabolic acidosis, most likely from obstructive uropathy, very stable. And we'll ask him to continue to do lab studies every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.